Oh, everybody, welcome to Shake Them Ropes, episode 236. After long last, Jeff Hawkins, how are you?
Sleepy, but I'm good.
And now I can hear, because in perfect, I can hear myself now in the background. This is the worst. This is awful. This is the worst. I don't even know what's going on. Thanks everyone for joining us, for those who have waited the last half hour as we tried to get ourselves going on here.
Is it worse than your take on the Asuka Emma match?
My take on the Asuka Emma match is going to be fantastic, by the way, and worth the wait.
You're wrong.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable is what this has been. Yeah. Anyway. Anywho, you can still hear me, right?
Yes.
Good. Excellent. Yeah, this is going to be fantastic to talk about TLC tonight. The return of Kurt Angle, the debut of Asuka. Asuka hot takes flowing abound, getting in so many arguments. I want to thank you, those who have stuck around. Obviously, this was a last minute thing. We didn't advertise it at all. We haven't done one in like 2 years. So I'm not expecting a lot of viewers on this, but people will hear the podcast later this way late tonight or tomorrow morning or later on or never. Who knows? But thank you those who stuck around with us. We are now live on YouTube and the audio podcast. Most of you, that's the way you'll listen to this. Let's get right into it. Enough of it. At Shake Them Ropes, at Crap Game 13 for Jeff. Asuka debuted tonight. And it was fantastic. She didn't skip a beat. She's done what she's done in NXT for the last 2 years. She won a victory over Emma in quicker fashion than usual for an Asuka match. What do you say to that?
This debut was an abject failure.
And for the most part. Okay, so you're starting at the extreme that it was an abject failure. I'm starting at the calm, collected, reasonably factual, and true notion that it was a fantastic debut all the way around.
No, the match was fine. It's just, this is not the way to debut someone that you're hyping who is undefeated, who's coming in. On commentary, here's the problem with what happened with this match. Number one, it was laid out terribly because that the heat segment was far too long. I don't mind Emma getting some offense in, don't get me wrong, but it should not have been this long. And for Asuka to play the underdog to come back. Now, you combine that with the fact that halfway through this match, the narrative on commentary absolutely shifted. Because first half, it's all about Asuka striking, and then she doesn't throw any strikes because Emma's on the heat. And then it becomes about, oh, her unique offense, and Emma's just, or not Emma, but Asuka just likes to entertain, much like the rest of this. No.
Yes.
No, Rob. It was bad. It was bad on many different levels.
How many levels exactly?
Well, okay. You're purporting another storyline in here.
What?
That they did on commentary.
Excuse
that,
me?
That NXT talent is not as good as main roster talent.
No. I want to take that point right there. Not that it's not as good. You just don't know. They're untested on the main roster. Asuka hasn't wrestled on the main roster on television. It's not that they're not as good. You can have some guy. You can have Drew McIntyre come up here and beat Heath Slater. You can have Drew McIntyre come up here and beat Jinder Mahal. You can have Drew McIntyre come up here and lose to AJ Styles. He may be good enough to compete on the main roster. It's just that they aren't there on the main roster right now. And that's what Asuka is. They weren't saying, oh, Asuka, it's true. She's unproven, right? I mean, she wasn't on the main roster. Maybe nerves come into play. Maybe the main roster talent is a little bit better than she is. What will she be doing against non-developmental?
Oh, okay. Talent? Hold on. Now do Elias Sampson.
Yeah. And Elias Sampson is fantastic. What's the problem with Elias Sampson here?
That he was a killer and just ran through people his first few matches. I mean, you can't. What were you trying to make Asuka here? Were you trying to make her a solid part of the WWE roster, or were you trying to make her a star? That's the question here. And if you're trying to do the latter, it wasn't.
Here's the thing about Asuka, though. How did she become a star in NXT? It's because she went 2 years without losing a match. This is one match. You can't make her a star due to a winning streak because right now the winning streak's at one.
She didn't come in having 50-50 back and forths either. I mean, okay, take anybody. I mean, look, number one, you can't compare to NXT anyways. They're two different universes. You're not allowed to just say, oh, well, I mean, how you present someone when they first come into NXT is different than how you present them on the main roster. And on the main roster where you have more eyeballs, if you have hyped this person as, oh, she has this long undefeated streak, oh, she's a killer, oh, her striking is it, she needs to kill that first person, Rob. She can't come out here and play scrappy underdog trying to get a win here. It's the same. There's parallels here. It's not the exact same, but there are parallels here to how they did Bayley when they brought her up. Oh, she might be uncertain. Oh, it might be the nerves. Oh, you know what? She should. I mean, and then they gave Dana Brooke a win like 2 weeks after she debuted, and she lost to Charlotte, and she's never gotten back on track. So, I mean, she could kill Dana Brooke this week as opposed to Emma. If you wanted to keep Emma strong, but there's no reason to keep Emma strong. There is no good reason to keep Emma strong here.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank Head Cheese in the YouTube chat for catching on to what I did there. Why are you talking about 3MB exploding with Drew facing Heath and Jinder on the main roster? Oh, my heart. So I want to thank you for catching that. second of all, Emma won a match on Raw. First of all, Asuka is special because everyone on the Raw roster wanted to battle her and test themselves against her on this pay-per-view. You had Sasha Banks, Bayley.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
That's what happened on Raw. You had everyone wanting to try and get at Asuka. And Emma won that match. She beat four others to get into this match and wrestle Asuka. And Asuka beat her. Asuka beat her in a faster time than when Asuka beat Emma at NXT TakeOver London. That match went 15 minutes, and guess what? Emma was dominating Asuka for most of that match. Asuka's gimmick was never that she came in here and beat people strong. Yes, she has wicked strikes, but she also waited for an opportune time to get her Asuka lock on the opponent. And sometimes it would take 10 minutes. With Bayley, it took 20 minutes because Bayley had to tire herself out, and Bayley couldn't do anything to actually beat Asuka. Asuka waited, and that's what Asuka did here. Her gimmick isn't that she wins quickly. Her gimmick is that she wins. That's what makes her special. She has never lost. And guess what? She won tonight. Against the woman who beat five people on Raw.
And I'm sorry. No, Rob. No, Rob.
Emma beat 18,000 people on Raw in 1 minute to get this match, and then Asuka pinned her in 2 seconds.
This is lame, Rob. If you're comparing this to, I mean, this is the main roster. You don't get that first chance to, or you don't get the second chance to make a first impression. She should have ran through somebody, Rob.
This is also the main roster where you literally get 18,000 chances to make a first impression because not everyone debuts so hot. John Cena lost a match on the mid-card of a SmackDown to Kurt Angle. Triple H didn't pop, you know, great in his debuts. He was losing matches. The last 20 years, the best debut to translate to a major star was probably CM Punk. And guess what happened after his debut? His follow-up for 2 years was shitty. It's not about the debuts. The debuts rarely actually matter. It's the follow-up that matters, and they're going to be following up a win on pay-per-view for Asuka instead of a loss like so many others get.
If you're hyping someone up like a Goldberg, you treat her like a Goldberg, and that's how they hyped her up. I'm sorry. It worked for Ryback, as you were so told on Twitter as well. So, I mean, look, there are people that... Look, you're building the story right now, in my opinion, that it's going to end up being Alexa and Asuka. And all Alexa is doing banana peel slips to keep her championship.
Ryback debuted beating two skinny geeks every week on television. Is that what Asuka should have done?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Asuka's going to be skinny geeks.
Yes.
She could. That's the whole roster.
Noof and Liv Morgan. You bring them up and you have Asuka kill them both.
But she did that in NXT. There would be nothing special about this NXT superstar coming up to beat more people from NXT to make her any special.
This doesn't do anything in terms of she got a, and even the win wasn't that great. She got the chicken wing out of nowhere, and then
that's what she does. That is what she's done for the last 2 years is wait to get that chicken wing on.
Where was this dominant striking that they were? Where was this dominant striking they were talking up in the first half of this match? That's what they were saying. Oh, Booker, you gotta see her. She's the best striker, man or woman, on the roster right now. Come on, Rob, you're just you're wrong.
I also hearken this to AJ Styles. AJ Styles made his fantastic debut at the Royal Rumble, but then no one remembers the singles matches for the first year. They remember them against Kurt Angle, or not Kurt Angle, but Chris Jericho and Curtis Axel. And everyone was bitching about how he didn't get the finisher.
And they were right, Rob. That's the thing you're not saying.
Look at what AJ Styles is right now. AJ Styles is one of the top guys on SmackDown, one of the top guys in the company. Like, his debut hurt him. That's the biggest thing that's getting me, is that people think this debut hurt Asuka.
Okay.
I understand if you think, okay, it didn't make her stand out, or it didn't hurt, help her any, but it didn't
AJ Styles can, okay, here you go. AJ Styles can talk. Asuka can't.
She's got the flash. She doesn't necessarily need to. She hasn't talked for 2 years. She's done okay for herself.
That's NXT. That's different.
Okay. Okay. So you're saying that they should have changed her character
from
what she's done the last 2 years?
No, I'm not. I'm saying
would have changed her character.
I'm saying you're making an argument that just because something turned out right, they did it correctly. And that's not true. Just because someone has the talent to be a star doesn't mean that they handled his talent or her talent correctly. They just happened to overcome it. And you're arguing it doesn't matter because, well, she'll hopefully have the talent to overcome it. I'm going on the here and now in that this was a lackluster debut.
Yeah, there's a fellow by the name of Joe Lanza in the YouTube chat that's saying Rob is ignoring all of the NXT TV squashes that got her over and focusing on the big takeover matches.
And that's what I said.
Yeah. So about that, however, no one cares about NXT TV. All right. No one cares.
Is that your excuse?
Asuka became a star. Okay. Well, it goes further.
No, hold on. If nobody cares about NXT TV, then you bring her up to the main roster and you have all these eyeballs and you make her look strong so she looks like a star, Rob.
But that's to my second part of the point, is that she became a star because of the NXT TakeOver matches and the big matches she had, where, yes, they went 15, 20 minutes and she was competitive in them with the others, including Emma, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax.
Let me finish this point because it's a dumb point. Why did they want to see her in those big matches? It's because she killed people in the squashes. That's why.
This was also a pay-per-view event. This is akin to an NXT TakeOver. This is an NXT weekly TV. Asuka will get her fair share of 3 minute, maybe even 1 minute wins with the Alicia Foxes of the world and probably a rematch with Emma on Raw. She will get her quick wins. I guess what I'm most frustrated by is the fact that this was her debut. This was her first match. It's a pay-per-view match. And instead of taking one of two points, Asuka had a great win. That was a fun match. She wins. Emma really brought it on pay-per-view. Emma had a great match on pay-per-view because Emma had a great match on this pay-per-view. This Emma Asuka match, I thought, was a great match. Take out the context of it's Asuka's debut. This was a great match on television, and Asuka ends up the winner. The second part of this is Asuka will get her TV wins. She will get the Raw wins. She will get the quick wins. So why is everyone rushing to say, this is the worst debut possible, this is the worst way to introduce Asuka, when you haven't let it breathe yet? I mean, this is the first match. It's a pay-per-view match. She's had the big pay-per-view matches on TakeOver. Let her have the weekly TV wins. She hasn't been able to have a weekly quick TV win yet because we haven't had weekly TV yet.
Well, they have the vignettes hyping this. This was everybody should watch this match to get the opinion on Asuka. That's the whole point of having the vignettes that they hyped her for 3 months, Rob.
And more people will see Raw tomorrow, where they will also hype up Asuka and have something to back up that hype with a win on pay-per-view as she goes in to squash Alicia Fox in 2 minutes.
Well, let me make another point then. The women had a very good night tonight. I will not deny that it was a pretty good match. But there were three women's matches on here, and the Asuka Emma match was third out of three, in my opinion.
All right. I mean, it wasn't the third out of three me. This was the I enjoyed Alexa Bliss and Mickey James. Asuka and Emma was the top match of the night for me. Alexa Bliss, Mickey James being second, and then Alicia Fox and Sasha Banks wasn't terrible either. Those three women's matches all happened within four matches to start this pay-per-view. You had the 205 Live tag team match kind of in the middle there. These three women's matches were the best three matches on the show for the first hour.
Yeah.
They beat that. It's just funny to me that people are taking this as such a negative. almost to the point where I think looking at it as a negative. You said it was an abject failure. How is it an abject failure?
Because you're comparing it to what you think they wanted out of it. I think they wanted her to be a big star coming out of this, and I don't think they got it there. I wouldn't say it's a negative. I'm just saying they didn't live up to the potential. They didn't live up to their own bar that they set for themselves. Because you don't do this many vignettes and come out there and just go, that was a pretty good match.
It was a really good match. It could have been. It was the top three match in the show. And yes, the show only had 8 matches.
Who's talking about Asuka after this card?
We are. We opened the show with it.
Opened
the show with it.
I mean, to your average WWE fan at the water cooler or going to school tomorrow.
Okay, I think most people are talking about Kurt Angle in that main event, but they should be, and that's how everyone thought of it. And I think second, people are talking about Asuka, and that's the order it probably should be in.
Now they're going to talk about the AJ Styles Balor match.
Yeah, but AJ Styles and Finn Balor was a one-time thing where it's not going to mean anything. So they might say, what are you going to talk about after you say, oh, that was a good match? Oh, let's move on. AJ is going back to lose to Jinder, and Finn Balor's going to wait for Bray Wyatt to come back to continue that shit.
Wow, Asuka really escaped there. That's what they'll say.
She waited for her spot, and she took it. And that's, again, Asuka's gimmick. She waits for her spot. Sometimes she doesn't need to wait. Tonight, she wanted to wait. She wanted to... And what's to say that you know that you're the better person in the ring and you're in a high-profile match? Why not soak up some of the time on TV?
You are completely full of crap.
If I'm Asuka, I should have gone longer. I should have gone 15 minutes. I should have gone 20. Hell, I should have taken that entire pay-per-view card for myself. I should have gone 30. I knew I was better. I could have pinned her or submitted her in 3 hours. Let me go all 3 hours. To hell with time limits. If it was a 30-minute time limit, she should have gone 29.98. Is that even a time? Can you go 98 seconds? I don't think you can.
I'd have given Emma one flurry of offense and then have Asuka kill her. You don't need that extended heat. You just don't.
Billy in the chat says, as someone that had never seen Asuka before tonight, I really enjoyed her match more than the others, but I may not have been oversaturated with Asuka. That's good. Most of these people are seeing Asuka for the first time. Mm-hmm. And there's your proof. Billy is 100% dead on that everyone's entertained by her now. And if you're a fan of that Asuka match, you're going to go to the next show and be like, oh, Asuka was cool. She's flashy. She's colorful. She wins her matches. Again, that's what makes her special. She wins her matches. You know who didn't win a match tonight? Alicia Fox. You know who didn't win a match tonight? Mickey James. And now you're going to want to see Asuka go up against Sasha Banks's. You're going to want to see her go up against the Alexa Bliss's. And you're going to be behind her saying, oh, this woman's tough. She withstood a lot. She can withstand Alexa Bliss. I'm going to watch that match.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to win. She's going to win that match. The other big news, obviously, on this show is that Kurt Angle wrestled. Did you know that it had been 11 years since he was in a WWE ring? Did you know that?
Yeah. And that means he never wrestled anywhere else. Yeah.
He did not wrestle anywhere else. I mean, he was on the shelf. He was resting his back. He was doing the old Shawn Michaels thing, you know, where you just stay low. You're not in the news. You're not doing anything poor. You're just staying low, waiting for your time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did. And now he's back. Kurt Angle, it was also funny to see all the negativity when he made his entrance. I was one of them.
You're wrong about that too. I liked that he came out with the shield. I thought
ended up working out well, maybe to the point that you should stay and wait for things and not just jump on the initial reactions. Kurt Angle did his entrance with the shield. He came down with the three. People were going crazy for Kurt Angle. They were doing the you suck, even though they didn't get the music. And he gets taken out of the match, as many suspected. He sits out about, I would say, 60% of the match he sits out?
Yeah.
He comes back to his own theme for the big finish, and people were super into it. Kurt Angle did, I think, a lot more than you expected. Obviously, you didn't expect him to even wrestle in this match. He did some of the bumps. I'm hoping how bad he looked is mostly because he's been out of the ring for a year, and he wasn't expecting to wrestle this very weekend. He'll have time to kind of get more into the ring shape, but he can't stand up fully straight. He was really not relaxing, but he was protecting himself on some of those Germans. This guy could not have a 10-minute singles match right now.
No. And him going through the table was, shocking. even with a flak jacket and even with Braun protecting him.
Yeah.
It's still funny. Impressive.
It was very funny to see him come out in that Shield stuff, basically because it was padding. I mean, mm-hmm. It was extra padding. He could wear the shirt. But yeah, he's not ready for a singles match, and he'll take a lot of training to even put out a WrestleMania. This is a guy that I look at kind of like Sting, where he's maybe got two or three matches left in him, and they should all be nostalgia matches. He shouldn't be at the top of cards. This isn't a guy like John Cena, where he's a part-timer. He's going to be in title matches. This guy should be doing the Triple H matches. The one match maybe with AJ Styles is his last one. This is a guy that has three big pay-per-view matches on, and he should never wrestle again. He can't. He looks horrible.
Yeah, but he may look better if he gets into some actual time. This match was terrible.
This match, well, it was a fun spectacle for most of it, and then it just got like really weird. I don't even know. It reminds me of the end of like an NFL game where a team is down by six and they're way too far away to do a Hail Mary. So they're doing that last minute plunder of the many laterals. That's what the end of this match was. Like, everyone just is confused on what to do. So you just punch the next guy next to you. It doesn't even matter. And as who just said it in our chat, Zeno Hour, are we going to ignore that Braun Strowman was brutally murdered tonight?
You know what? There's so much about that that makes no logical sense. Kane was the one who blew up the team. Why are they attacking Braun? And yes, we saw murder death on WWE.
This was murder death.
How do you come back from murder death? Oh my God!
Come back from this one. I mean, this isn't the same as like a limo crash where you could be in the back. Right? It's just not the same as you're in the back of a limo. You happen to get cushioned. You didn't quite take the brunt of it. This guy was smushed. He was.
I figured it out, Rob. Braun Strowman's a Highlander. You need to take off his head to kill him.
He's either Highlander or he's gonna come back as Super Shredder. Wasn't that Super Shredder's gimmick? Is that he got smushed by a trash compactor?
I have no idea.
If this leads to the re-debut of Kevin Nash as Super Shredder, that'd be great. That's all I'm saying. What else about this match really grinds your gears, Jeff?
The set pieces did not come off as well as they did, especially the choke slam of Kane to Braun through the floor. That looked pretty bad.
He basically just pushed him off the stage. He didn't choke slam. He pushed him.
Hell, Braun jumped, I think. If you look at it, he just kind of did an ST plunge backwards.
But you'd have to. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I there was so much. I liked the touch of the trash thing. I mean, it's comic book villainy, and that's what Miz is pretty much. And look, the end of the match made no sense to me either a little bit, because you started out with the Shield power bombing Miz. Why'd we do that the first week then, if that's how we're going to end it? I don't know. That's just me.
Show is a whole lot of why would you do
wrestle
that?
Crap. Wrestle
why would,
crap.
Why would you do that? Like, why? Just why? Why would you do that at all? I mean, I enjoyed the first hour. I enjoyed the plunder that was the main event. It was cool seeing Kurt Angle back, but I mean, he made his return, and the singles match, I think, will be a bigger deal, especially depending on who he ends up wrestling, if it's a WrestleMania match, whenever. Going back to the point that we made on the preview show or in our breaking news show that we did Friday, back to that, Kurt Angle has done this match. He can't wrestle a 10-minute singles match right now. We've known that. So what do you do? Is he the GM until WrestleMania? Do you not make another match with him? What's next for Kurt Angle after this? Because he got the win. I mean, the Shield didn't get the win. Kurt Angle and Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns, not Roman Reigns, but Seth Rollins, the tag team champions. Kurt Angle and the Raw tag champs got the win here.
He's going back to being GM, and it's going to be all about office politics for a couple weeks of Miz and company coming and going, you're going to hurt us, you know, whatever crap that they do backstage vignettes, and that's how they're going to end up setting matches while Braun and Kane have a feud.
Braun and Kane are having a feud. Your top two singles matches for Survivor Series right now look like Kane versus Braun Strowman. If Braun Strowman survives, because right now we have no update. Currently, the current condition of Braun Strowman is smushed. We have no other update. He's dead. He could be dead. We might be having a Memorial Raw tomorrow with Vince McMahon crying, the death of Braun Strowman. How are we supposed to know that trash compactors kill dudes?
Will he pop out of a coffin, and then will Undertaker pop out of the coffin after Braun pops up out of it? That's the question I have.
No, I
think,
this,
you know what, I think the next month we're, I think, you know what, they may just forget this and move on, and we'll just start getting the Raw SmackDown crossovers to set up those matches for the next 3 weeks.
It's very interesting right now that Kane is involved in this feud. So I could very easily see Kane having some type of like bringing Braun Strowman back to life type of segment with all the stuff they've been doing Braun Strowman. And we got no stuff with Bray tonight. Oh, how different would this pay-per-view have been had Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns been on it?
It would have been even worse.
We wouldn't be doing the show right now. I can tell you that. Wouldn't be doing it.
Oh man.
I'd be asleep. I would have watched the,
I would have gone to sleep at six. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What time is it now for you? Nine? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize right now. Also on the show, we had Elias do 3 segments. No wonder there were so few matches. We gave Elias the most time on this pay-per-view.
Yeah, we had to cut. We had to cut the Drew Gulak PowerPoint so that we could do tables, chairs, ladders, and Elias.
He was cut from the show.
We needed prop comic Jason Jordan. Because he's now taking on the prop comic mantle
from
throwing fresh vegetables at Elias.
So, I mean, I just need to put a little bow on this.
Okay.
I won the debate about Emma, right?
No.
And Asuka? I won.
We got to go through the other matches here?
What else do you want to talk about? What else happened on this show?
I thought the Cruiserweight tag did well for itself. I mean, the crowd eventually got into it. I don't see there being a long-term thing with Cedric and Rich Swann in terms of star power, but I thought it was a fine indie-style, work rate, get the crowd excited type of match, even though there's no emotion in it whatsoever. I thought Mickey and Alexa did quite well for themselves. I thought that was a fun little match. I just didn't like the ending of it because I'm tired of the Alexa Bliss, you know, somehow throws somebody into a turnbuckle and ends up getting the DDT win. I'm tired of that ending for her. If you know, let her pin someone and give her a little bit of credibility in there. What else am I forgetting? AJ and Finn was good.
AJ and Finn was an excellent match. 18 minutes they went. First time ever matchup. AJ Styles, as we talked about on the pre-shows this week, was in a position to lose. So he was going to lose unless they did some type of fuckery with Bray Wyatt or a returning superstar. AJ was in the position to lose. He's the designated loser for Jinder Mahal. He could have lost this match and it would still be something cool. And Finn Balor gets the win. What will be interesting now to see is if Finn Balor goes back to Bray Wyatt or if they just forget about it. You know, yeah. They just forget about it whatsoever. I don't see that.
No, they're gonna pay it off on TV. They're gonna pay it off on TV eventually.
They have to pay it off on TV now because you can't imagine they were in the plans to have a singles match of any kind on Survivor Series. So they'll go back to their 5-on-5. What do you make about the news now that Survivor Series is going to be like a bragging rights special where it's Survivor Series matches between Raw and SmackDown? We're probably gonna get a Raw women's team versus a SmackDown women's team. You might have the intrigue of seeing Alexa Bliss try to recruit Asuka onto her team, and that's where you get the push for Asuka versus Alexa. We're going to see Raw versus SmackDown for bragging rights.
I hate this anyways, because it's all about brand loyalty and Raw's better than SmackDown and SmackDown's better than Raw. And it never comes off the way they want it. Cause usually they'll give SmackDown a few more wins because it's always the weaker brand and it never really helps it any. You know, I would much rather do the dream match scenario type thing where you get like, you know, Asuka versus Charlotte. Give me that. I'll take that for a match. But I think it's going to be contrived. Stephanie versus Shane doing backstage segments and Kurt and Daniel Bryan trying to one up each other in the general manager thing. And, you know, the usual thing that WWE does around here. I know what I was going to say, though, by the way. Alexa Bliss and Enzo Amore have the same gimmick. pretty much.
I don't think. I mean, I certainly like what Alexa Bliss is doing.
More, yes, I like what she does doing more.
Fantastic.
But she gets the slip on the banana peel wins all the time, and that's what Enzo kind of does, except he cheats more.
Scott in the YouTube chat asks, where does Braun go from here? And I have to agree with Billy's response. No, I mean, you would, to the trash.
To the dump? Yeah, to the dump. Yeah.
To the trash dispensary.
Are we going to get a vignette where
landfill.
Where he like does a roar spot out of a pile of trash at the dump?
Oh, and we better. I need Braun Strowman. I need it like the Buried Alive with Undertaker where he's reaching his hand up through the dirt. I need
I know what it is. Pile of walks trash. Out of an incinerator and he goes, I could survive these fires and the fires of Cain too. Yeah, there you go. There it is. That's money.
Mighty Migs, do you guys see Asuka getting the 50-50 treatment from here on out and becoming another Bayley?
Not to the point of Bayley, but someone's getting a win that you're not going to expect, I think, eventually. Like a roll-up cheat win.
I think Asuka wins the title at WrestleMania. I don't think she loses a match between now and then.
Oh.
I think she's winning the championship at WrestleMania. She won't be involved in whatever they have planned for Ronda Rousey if that's still going to end up happening. She'll be in the title match. Might be Alexa, might be Sasha. I can see someone being Alexa before Asuka gets her hands on Alexa. I don't know. I don't think Asuka's going to lose before WrestleMania. And I think she's in a big match at WrestleMania, whether it's the pre-show or the real card.
You just said maybe they set something up between Alexa and Asuka at Survivor Series. They'd pay that off at Rumble then and probably give Asuka the belt at Rumble.
They could just do a tease until WrestleMania time. Somehow they keep separate. I could see them creating something with Alexa Bliss at Survivor Series and then Alexa losing the title on Raw.
Where do you put Nia Jackson in that?
See, to me, Nia Jax should probably be in the title picture. Maybe Nia Jax should be the champion that Asuka goes after. Asuka has to chop her down. There's a lot of ways you can go. It's hard telling, too, because Survivor Series, we're not going to get the singles match, right? We're probably getting Alexa leading a team against Charlotte and the SmackDown side.
Oh, I thought from the vignette, I thought we were probably going to get a one-on-one Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte non-title.
Okay, you could do that, too. But that still means that Asuka's not getting the title match of Survivor Series. The next pay-per-view with Raw on it is the Royal Rumble. There's no pay-per-views in between, and I don't think Asuka's winning the title on TV. So if it's not Royal Rumble, we just have to get that one hurdle over with Royal Rumble.
Well, they gave Sasha the belt twice on a Raw, so they could always do the switch and put the women in the main event and then consider that, you know, pushing this division.
That's true.
Like they've done 205.
Yeah. We could do that. One of the main events for Survivor Series, people talking about GM versus GM. I would imagine so. I would imagine that Kurt Angle will put a team together to go up against Daniel Bryan in the team. I would imagine that's probably going to be one of the matches.
I thought they meant literally, and I go, there's no way Daniel Bryan's getting in the ring.
Oh no, not in the ring. Kurt Angle can't be in the ring anytime soon either.
No.
I'm conflicted because the fact that you brought him back and he's cleared and he wrestled this match tells me that you should have him wrestle more. He's far more valuable right now in a big match role than just being the GM of the show. But after seeing it, it's kind of like Matt Hardy. I honestly don't think Matt Hardy should be wrestling much either, at least in a main promotion. Matt Hardy can't walk. And here's Kurt Angle going out with his head ducked down because his neck is in such bad shape. His arms much smaller than they used to be. It doesn't look good. I mean, I'm watching this show with my wife and the whole time she's saying like, I don't think this is a good idea. And I'm like, you're right.
Your wife and I agreed. I didn't think it was a good idea either. I was like scared. I was like, what are they going to do here? And they ended up hiding him. You're right on that.
Brock Lesnar is going to be on Raw tomorrow for the response to Jinder Mahal.
I hope it's nothing but him laughing and getting in a fetal position and laughing about that. And him and Paul Heyman doing that little curly, all around the ground.
If that is the response, Jinder Mahal's winning.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be the response. Chances that Jinder Mahal shows up to Raw tomorrow.
Pretty good.
Okay. Pretty good that he shows up.
Was Jinder on this tour in South America?
I believe so. I think he was wrestling Shinsuke on the shows.
Unless he's getting a corporate jet directly, I don't think he's going to be back in time.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So we tried to do the show the old way we used to, with much better video graphics and all that. And for some reason, YouTube, after I did a half an hour of testing before this, and it was working perfectly. It's the connection stayed. Everything was working great. And then we tried to do it with Jeff here on the line, and everything went to shit. So I apologize that we were half an hour later than I wanted to be. Thanks, everybody, for sticking with us, for you that were watching on the live show. As a bonus to those who are watching on the live show and watch on video, this is how you'll see the show this week. It's up at voicesofwrestling.com. It's on this YouTube channel. If you want to listen to the show, there are ways online to turn a YouTube video into audio. But I wanted to appreciate the people who stayed here live. And it's not going to go up on the audio podcast feed. You have to watch it, or you have to listen to it through YouTube.
No, you should put it on the audio feed, Rob.
All right, fine. You convinced me.